This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 529. Don't struggle with this IELTS speaking and writing topic.
You are listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. We believe in connection, not perfection, and we're here to show you how to get the score that you need on your next IELTS exam. Find out why our strategies are the most powerful in the IELTS world and get your free video masterclass at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. Now, let's get to the show.
Today, you'll learn how to discuss public facilities and learn native ideas and vocabulary for this common IELTS question. Hey, Lindsay, what's going on?
Well, it's going very well, Jessica. Thank you. And thank you for greeting me on the show today.
You know what is hilarious? I seriously almost just said, "Hi, Jessica," because that's the way we always begin our show. And that's like the script in my head. So even though it was me talking,
that would have been weird.
That would have been really funny. Anyway, yeah, so we're just breaking it up today, jazzing it up a little bit.
Jazzing it up.
Flipping the script.
I love that. Yep, no, things are good over here in Boston. I had a nice Zumba class last night, so it was good to get moving, get active, and a yoga class on Sunday, so that was good.
Lovely.
So feeling good, feeling restored. Yeah.
I went to go see the new movie, I, Tanya, with a friend last night. Ooh. It's so good. Guys, you probably have no idea what I'm talking about, but it's timely, right? Because it's about the Olympics. In the 1992 Olympics, there was like a huge scandal with two figure skaters, Tanya Harding and Nancy Kerrigan. And I think I was more interested in this because Tanya Harding is from Portland. And so a lot of the movie takes place here. And it's just, oh, it's so good, guys. If you have the chance, watch Tanya. The performances are epic. It's amazing.
Oh, that's funny. Did you know that Nancy Kerrigan is from Massachusetts?
She's
from this area. Yeah.
Oh,
she's from like just outside Boston, I think.
Oh, that's so cool. So we're like all connected to this one movie. That's cool.
That's so funny.
That's the missing link between Boston and Portland. It's iTanya.
That's it.
Okay. So guys, we're going to give you some very specific ideas, definitions, and details today about this idea of town facilities or city facilities.
Yes.
This topic comes up a lot. Oh, yeah. Oh, reviewers.
But before we go into it, guys, we are going to get into that today, I promise. But I really want to take a second to say thank you to our reviewers in the iTunes store.
Awesome.
Guys. Yeah, because we love your reviews. Your reviews really help to move our show up in the ranks. So if you love this show, come on over and leave your rating and review, guys. I'm going to announce our reviewers now. Thank you to PZ112 from the USA, Daniel Egipto from Brazil. I think Daniel might have been in our course, but I'm not sure.
He is in our IELTS course, yeah.
Awesome. All right. Thank you to Balkan88 from the UK. Thank you to the governor from Saudi Arabia. Thank you to H2 Theme. Thank you to Shining Shiny from the Philippines. And we'll end it right there. But thank you so much, guys. Again, go on over and leave your review. We'll read your name on the show.
Oh, super fun. Yeah, definitely, guys. Tell us what your favorite episode has been, what you look forward to when you are going to listen to an episode. Why?
Yeah.
What keeps you coming back?
Yeah.
You know?
Or just ask us a question. Like, we can check over here. Also, we see these reviews every week. So if we see a question about IELTS, we can answer your question on the show. If you leave it in your review, we can do that too.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So let's get to this IELTS topic of town facilities. Now, guys, this comes up all the time in speaking and writing. And I think it's, I don't know, to a native speaker, it might seem like an easy question, but that's because we're coming at it from our context, from our perspective. Yeah. And I don't think it's the same. These public facilities that come to our minds don't necessarily, they're not ubiquitous in every other country. So that's why I think this question might be tough. And then this idea of facilities, like what is a facility? Is it some students talk about restaurants, some students talk about like roads or you know what I mean? So that those aren't right. Those aren't what we're talking about. What are city facilities or town facilities, Lindsay?
Yeah, I would say that they are kind of structures or services, area locations that are provided for the city, are usually funded on taxpayer money, probably.
Exactly. Yeah.
And are available for us just for a better life, you know, things like parks, but we can go ahead and list out some things now, right?
Yeah. So we're going to give you guys some public facilities that you could talk about on the test. And also we're going to mention the benefits of these facilities and why the community needs them. Because again, like this could be in a general training letter. This could be writing task two for academic or general. And these questions could come up seriously anywhere on the speaking exam. So this is like, this is really important to reflect on.
Yeah, this is huge. So let's go through it, Jessica. What are some other examples of what a facility actually is? I mean, what are we talking about?
Yeah, so the first thing that comes to my mind, just the most immediate example, because it's immediate in my life, are community centers. And this does not happen in every other country, I'm sure. But community centers have always been central since I was a kid. I used to go to day camp and after school care at the community center in Carson City. There was only one because it's a small town. I took swimming lessons there. I took baton classes at the community center. We played our basketball games there. Like, so much happened. So community centers, guys, are they're public facilities that offer usually sports classes for kids. They often have swimming pools attached as well. And there are a variety of meeting opportunities for the public, for the local community. So there are activities for the elderly, for disabled, like I said, kids, but also just wide array of ages and backgrounds. The community center is for everyone. Hello, wonderful IELTS candidates. If you want to increase your scores on the IELTS exam, become a Three Keys student today. Just like Rachel, who got 9s in listening and reading, 7.5 in speaking, and a 7 in writing. So many of our students are getting the scores they need with our strategies. Go to allearsenglish.com/KEYS.
Awesome. I love that. I love that. So that's one really good example of a facility. And another example of a city facility would be parks and gardens. So I've noticed that I've spent a lot of my life in parks, especially when I lived in New York. That was a big part because you wanted to get away from the urban jungle, right?
Totally.
So you would spend time in Prospect Park or Central Park. It was a big part of my weekend routine. But I've also noticed in parts of Brooklyn, they're setting up these little urban gardens, these tiny little sitting gardens where maybe there used to be like a deserted alleyway or a small like lot that was deserted. It's like it was just a foundation. They've taken that area and built up gardens and just benches.
That is lovely. So
yeah.
So why? Like, what benefit would this have to locals?
Well, I feel like there's a lot of research that proves that if you are in nature, you spend more time in nature, even if it's just in the middle of a city, that you can feel, you can close your eyes and feel like you're actually in a woods or something.
Totally.
And this is, provides peace of mind for residents of a place like New York where it's intense living in that city.
It really is.
I mean, sometimes you just feel like you can't escape.
Yeah, no, so. I don't know if I could cut it. Yeah. I think maybe in my 20s I might have been able to have a life like that, but I wouldn't be a good New Yorker now. It'd be way tough. Okay, so parks, gardens, for sure. And I know, I mean, that is something that goes across cultures. I think you guys could totally reflect on a park you went to as a kid or one that you walk around now. What activities do you see there? Why do people like it? That's why it's necessary, right? Okay, and then, of course, I have to mention libraries.
Yeah.
This is another public facility that has always been central to my life. I remember, you know, like that the feeling of freedom you get when you're a kid and you could ride your bike. The first place that I chose to ride my bike was the library. So the smell of going into a library, the susurration, I love that word. Susurration is like the little whispers, the like underground whispers of people talking and pages turning. And that sound is also just really peaceful to me. Everything about a library I love. And now that I'm a parent, it's also central, right? James and I go to the library all the time. One activity we like doing is to get a globe and spin the globe, close our eyes, like point to a country, whatever country we land on, we find a book about it.
Oh, cool. That's like, so cool.
And then we learn stuff. So libraries, I think, no matter what age or stage of life you're in, are beneficial.
Absolutely, 100%. I've got a library right here down the street, and I love to use it even now. I mean, you know, it's just been renovated, and it's so nice to just have a place to go that's not a coffee shop. You know, you don't have to buy a coffee, and you know, you can use the internet if you want to, and you can browse the books, and it's free. I mean, that's so nice, actually. I'm so thankful for that.
Oh, me too. Oh my gosh. We are huge patrons of our library. I mean, all the movies and books, like they're free, you guys. It's free.
It's awesome. Yeah.
Okay. Let's see. So the last one, Lindsay, which I know you and I used a lot growing up, and still use today a little bit. Athletic fields. What are some examples of athletic fields?
Oh my gosh! The first thing I think of is tennis courts, public tennis courts.
Right.
I remember in the town that I grew up, Keene, New Hampshire, there were a bunch of just parks. Robin Hood Park was one where they had tennis courts, city tennis courts. I think they had a pool. They had a running track, your basic soccer fields, that kind of thing. So that's awesome. Where we would play, you know, our community matches. And again, really appreciative to be able to have that space, have those public courts, to not have to pay anything to access them.
Yeah, totally. And of course, I think of soccer fields.
Yes.
What's really funny, because I've told you guys that I grew up in a small town, right? And so if I think back to the soccer field that it belonged to, it was my high school soccer field, but it doesn't matter if it's attached to a school or a public park. Like they're free, right? Anybody could go out there and use them. So the soccer field that I played on in high school was literally right next to a cow pasture. You could see the cows from the field. That's how small my town was. But no matter where you are in the world, there's going to be soccer fields. I feel like that's kind of a cross-culture thing too. And just tying into this like free for the public type idea, all you need to play soccer is a ball. Like literally that's it. It's not, like skiing is expensive. There's so many, golf, right? So
hockey.
Expensive.
Ooh, hockey.
Yeah.
Yes.
Right? You need a specific area, specific place. Where soccer, you just need like a dirt patch, just like an open field or whatever, and you're good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's so nice. That's so nice.
So definitely, guys, brainstorm after this episode. Think of our four examples. Do these exist in your community? Should they exist, right? How would they benefit people if they are not there already? And is there anything we didn't mention? Is there anything in your area that is maybe more culture specific? Like a mosque, perhaps. Maybe that could be a public facility, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, so definitely brainstorm, guys. I would love to hear your examples. If we didn't mention something that you think of, come back to the blog, guys, ielts.allearsenglish.com. This is episode 529. Leave a comment with your ideas about this. I think this is a lovely conversation to have.
Exactly. I mean, this is the kind of vocabulary that you guys want to be ready for, right? The last thing you want to have happen is you get into the test and the examiner asks you something like facilities and the whole question is thrown off because you don't know what the word means, right? But our listeners, yeah. That's not going to happen to them. They'll be ready.
And guys, of course, if you want to be completely ready, you need the complete system. So come to allearsenglish.com/KEYS. Get into the 3 Keys IELTS success system, guys. Guaranteed to increase your IELTS scores. And the guarantee is that we'll refund your money if you don't see that increase in at least one of the sections. And we'll pay for your exam.
Yeah, pretty awesome. Pretty awesome. So guys, you can't lose. You can't lose. We're here to help you and guide you to your target score. So go to allearsenglish.com/KEYS. Awesome.
Perfect. That's awesome. Thanks for talking about this today, Lindsay.
Yeah, it was a good topic. I'm glad we covered it.
All right. See you next time.
All right. Take care. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks so much for listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. And if you want to get tips from Lindsay and Jessica every week on how to get a 7 on your next IELTS exam, be sure to subscribe to our podcast on your computer or on your smartphone. Thanks again and see you soon.